University of Utah law professor and member of the Equality Utah Advisory Board, Cliff Roski, is thrilled with the progress of the anti-discrimination bill and says it's especially good to see the State Board of Education stepping up to support it. A lawsuit was filed by Equality Utah in the fall of 2016 against the Utah State Board of Education, claiming the state ban on language advocating for LGBTQ students' rights was unconstitutional.
Our elected officials are recognizing that all students are equal and that discrimination against LGBT students has to end. And it's very clear what the intent of the bill is, clear throughout, that all students must be treated equally. And we were also thrilled to see that one of the defendants in the lawsuit, the State Board of Education, came in support of the bill.
Roski is confident the bill will pass out of committee and go to the floor of the House, although he isn't sure of the timing. He's surprised with the bipartisan support it has received.
24-1. That's an extraordinary bipartisan statement of support for the bill. I think the bill, you know, I'm very optimistic that the bill is going to pass. So, I mean, it is completely unprecedented to have a bill that is supported by both Equality Utah and the Eagle Forum.
Equality Utah has submitted a stay on their lawsuit against the Utah Office of Education. Roski says clarification on language is needed before they would drop the suit altogether. Utah has other unconstitutional laws that discriminate against marriage and sexual activity between same-sex couples.
So we just need to clarify for every school district in the state of Utah that the word marriage in the curriculum law includes same-sex couples. And similarly, the law says something about teachers cannot do anything to encourage or facilitate a violation of any state or federal criminal law. That was put in very explicitly to refer to sodomy laws. It was a way of referring, a very negative, discriminatory way of referring to same-sex relationships as criminal conduct.
Roski says the bill might not have come to the legislature without the lawsuit filed last year, but the bill sponsor, J. Stuart Adams, and the Utah legislature are to be commended for their work to repeal the law with this new bill.
So it's all really wonderful news and quite historic. Only one other state has ever repealed a law like this, and that's California, a state that has a very different political landscape than Utah.
That's Professor Cliff Roski. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.